Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Final hour tonight, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Special delivery Steve DeSager in for Harmon.
Hey, Steve.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, looks like I'm going to end up paying. Everybody sucks.
The vote?
So tonight, I ordered dinner for everybody here. You know, we ordered Fat Sal's, great
Thank
sandwich
you very much.
Place.
Excellent.
Not a sponsor.
And I'm paying because I'm a nice guy. And T-shirt was going to put everything in. I gave my credit card. And somehow, the meals got charged to Harmon's credit card instead of mine.
Best sandwich I've ever had.
I assume he had paid the last time the show bought from this place?
Or T-shirt's been using Harmon's credit card to buy things, and we don't know that yet. So
hold on.
I don't know how
That's
it was
an
there.
Escalating assumption there.
How else did that happen?
Because I told you. I went to the same site we just ordered from. It was like, would you like to continue your order? I was like, sure. So I put the orders in, and it just paid that way.
And well, Harmon's credit card number
paid for the quinoa shortage.
Magically got in there. Okay. All right. Okay.
You're telling me you've never opened up your search browser and it goes to the most recent thing you've done before?
Harmon's also going to pay for the most recent car payment for Alex Teicher's car.
$150 on cucumbers at Whole Foods. Yeah.
There was some squash too.
So I put a poll up on Twitter. And again, at How About a Fresca or Fox Sports Radio, who should pay Harmon back? And the two choices are me or T-shirt. And now it's getting out of control. I'm winning, which is not winning, which means I'm going to have to pay 55% to 45% for T-shirt. It was at one point T-shirt was the guy I had to pay. And I think just by screwing up and not knowing how to buy something on the internet, you should pay. But then I realize it's my fault. Because I should have put the poll out there saying, what should happen? T-shirt pays Harmon back?
Uh-huh.
Or B, Harmon wears it? That should have been the choice. And then I'm out of it entirely.
So you messed up.
Yeah, and I could just say, listen, we'll abide by the results of the vote.
whatever it's going to be.
Yet again,
yeah.
Always think before you tweet.
Cost you $100 here. I should, because I would say, listen, I'll abide by the, because I said I would abide by the end of the vote here. If I put that out there, I could say I'd buy. So either Teichert is paying or Harmon's paying for dinner.
You're not going to have peril. 63 lawsuits now saying it was rigged.
No, can't.
We're not waiting for the final polls.
No, I mean, Teichert freely admits what happened. He firmly admits. I mean, this is what happened. There was nobody bringing in any votes or dropping off votes. There was a carload of votes that came in. None of that happened.
Jason.
None of that.
This was an accidental charge on purpose.
Okay. Accidental charge on purpose. So Teichert was doing that
on purpose?
On purpose.
No, I was not.
Interesting. Well, how is Harmon's credit card number on your computer where it just pops up and populates?
Because it went to the most recent order. That was Pat Sal's last time.
We ordered on this other computer.
Yeah,
no, that was Jason the other computer.
No, didn't Frostberg order last time?
Harmon did one before that. It was on this side.
Oh, so that's the first time that computer's... Really?
Yes.
That's the first time you've used it, really?
Well, this is the second time, because the first time was Harmon's.
Yeah.
What are all those Whole Foods orders on?
Okay. Don't worry about that, okay?
All right, just want to make
all it. I'm saying no is attention. Forward, I'm not ordering food, okay?
Pay attention to the quinoa behind the curtain.
When a truck full of seaweed shows up at Teichert's house, you're going to know what it's
for. It's actually
for.
Sour soap from Florida, but thanks for asking.
Harmon's got all weekend to settle down and figure this out.
Oh, he's going to be... I still don't know what to write back to him, because he sent back when I said, what's your Venmo account number? And he sent back a frowny emoji face and a question mark. I don't know what to write back
it's
to
like
the guy.
It's like that animated movie a few years ago with all the emotions. And this is the red face guy. And that's going to be him permanently.
Yeah.
All weekend.
Oh, yeah. He's going to come in.
How'd you pay for those broccoli snake boots?
Hey, Tysh, I thought you were looking for a sponsor for your anime podcast. No, it's all set up now. It's all good.
I found one. It's Swollen Dome Incorporated, it looks like.
Oh,
he's going to be buying blind packs of cards for the rest of his life
trying to pay for this. Yeah, because this is like $100. It's not like it's like, you know, this is a decent chunk of change here because Fat Sal's, you know, it's not cheap.
That's a lot of old Tom Underwood cards.
I mean, when I...
He's going to be laminating Beckett's for years from Mike.
He's going to be sending out stuff to get it graded and have it come back and send out graded to get back. And
how many more mini Minosos do I have to collect?
Oh, man. I have a Hal McRae with a used game sock stirrup. Ken, how much is that worth? Hal McRae, how much? How much? The Jason Smith Show, Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon. We got more of the NBA Finals coming up in a few minutes.
Jason, real quickly.
Yeah, what do you got, Frostberg?
Teichert might have to clean the Andre the Giant jockstrap with his tongue after this.
Now, why would you give me that? I thought you would say he might have to sell it. Why would you give me cleaning it with his tongue? Why
is he supposed to clean it?
Why would you? I'm picturing him like with a little toothbrush. Like he's
not
got like a little
punishment.
Like he found like a little idol. Like he's Indiana Jones. I got to clean it with a toothbrush.
Remember, it's game used.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, you know what? That's like. I can see him making money on a dare like that. I dare you to lick the Andre the Giant jockstrap that you have. And maybe he would do that to make money. I don't know. Maybe
the beauty is people right now are thinking Mike owns an Andre the Giant jockstrap. Yes, he does.
Actually, the show does. He bought it for the show. I think it's whatever.
Oh, it's his credit card.
Yeah, with the credit card that Tyson's using right there. Oh, look at Harmon getting tagged. So
now we're going to get a game-used Tom Seaver this and a game-used Art Shamsky that.
Art Shamsky. Hey, T-shirt, buy me some Tom Seaver stuff on there. Just put it on Harmon's card.
You got a size you want or something?
Yeah, XL. XL,
okay.
Yeah,
Tom. Should I stop the cancel on this Mets gear I was going to get for you?
No. Let that go through.
You sure?
Yeah, let that go through.
They pay you to take it now.
Let that go, yeah.
Oh, it says that we were refunded. That's nice. Yeah.
It's all on clearance right now. The Mets stuff is all there.
Seaver, that was back when the Mets were good.
You know, we were good up until a month or two ago. Out of the NFL today, Aaron Rodgers spoke at length with the media saying how much fun he has had wrapping up the OTAs with the Jets. It's been a fun time. Perfect attendance for Aaron Rodgers. And I get it, you're supposed to be there, Cal Ripken. But from a guy who didn't want to show up for the Packers in the past, and OTAs was something that maybe he was there, maybe he wasn't. Look, Brady was a guy that stopped showing up to OTAs after a while. I was so mad at what went on in New England. But here was Rodgers at every OTA, said he was going to miss the last half, was going to come to the first half and then leave and come back, but said, no, I'm going to continue to build here. Fun OTAs, wrapped it all up. I'm telling you, yes, it's a honeymoon period right now, absolutely. Watching him throw in slow motion on the Jets' Twitter accounts is mainly my main source of happiness right now, because the Mets just stink so bad.
That speaks volumes. But the Jets are your main source of happiness.
But there's two things, because there's no games. So there's two big things to take away from this. Number one, understand that the detachment that Aaron Rodgers had and a lot of what went on last season.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
A big part of it was he was just done in Green Bay. He was done, and it happens. Should it have happened? Probably not. You're coming off of two MVPs. I like to think that I'm going to get out there and put forth my best effort and do everything I can. But as we see in the NBA Finals, teams don't put out their best effort when all the money is on the table. So understand that his detachment and all of this, I'm not at OTAs, I'm not here, I don't need to be here, a lot of it was his disenfranchisement with Green Bay, but being in Green Bay.
He said in the offseason that if it wasn't for that miscommunication or things different when he got out of the shack, he might have been going back. Like, there was a chance he was going back, liar.
Yeah, but he might have gone back in, might have come back out and said, I don't need any money from the Jets. They can just pay me in Jets bucks, in Woody Johnson money, and whatever it is. He was not happy in Green Bay.
No.
And there is a lot to say about someone who is encountering something completely different or what you really wanted. Because this is what he's wanted. I want to be the voice of the team. I want to be the voice of the offense. I want to be heard. And the Packers just didn't let him do that. And a couple of times they would kowtow to him when it came to a personnel decision. We'll bring back Randall Cobb. We'll do this. But overall, hey, I know what I'm doing. I should be in charge of the offense. And the Jets have shown up and said, yeah, you should be. Because clearly Robert Saleh doesn't know what he's doing offensively because he ruined Zach Wilson over the course of the last 2 years. Which happens when a defensive coach doesn't know offense and you put him in charge of a team and he says, hey, just don't screw up. Now, you know, you're not building a quarterback that way. You can't build a quarterback and say, hey, don't screw up. Let him go. Let him make the Brett Favre throws that he was famous for in college. But instead it was don't screw up. You're not going to build a quarterback that way. They stayed out of Aaron Rodgers' way. Watch the Jets offense. And I'm telling you, he didn't show up. He didn't show up to be this visible, to be this much of a story, to put this much of a bullseye on his back if he was going to suck. There's no way that's going to happen. He's going to be fantastic, and I'm telling you, everybody is sleeping on just how good Rodgers is going to be with the Jets this year. You can sit here and naysay and say, oh, maybe he's done, he's washed, he's 39, he says, I watch Green Bay. I'm telling you, man, this is not a guy that is. It feels like he's at the end. If he was at the end, he'd be behaving much differently. He's not going to put himself out there if he thinks, I'm just trying to hang on and collect $50 million the last couple of years. He's not doing that.
A, his season will be very public one way or another with the primetime games. And B, he did say at today's press conference that having a calf strain during practice did contribute to the decision to stick around. And yes, they are killing OTAs early because, as we mentioned earlier in the show, no practice for them next week because they're showing up to camp early. They have the exhibition, the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were waving the white flag already.
No. Well, no, really what you would say is, oh, they know they're going to win the Super Bowl. They don't need to practice anymore. No, they're showing up early.
Oh, they're quitting on the season.
They're playing the Hall of Fame game. So, yeah, all right, we got to come in early. We had a great OTAs. It's fine. But I'm telling you, Rodgers is going to have a big – everybody's sleeping on it. Okay, all I'm going to do is shrug my shoulders and go, okay, count them out, and you just watch the season he puts up with the Jets and watch how good the offense is and watch everything they do. He's not – this is too much of a risk for him if he thought he was going to be bad. If he came in and he was quiet and he was like, I'm just down doing my business and I'm doing this, I would say, oh, man, what does the guy have left, right? Because he doesn't want to make any more of a story than he has to. But he is out there front and center wanting to win this divorce with the Green Bay Packers. He has gotten a new lease on life. And look, this will be the best year. Of whatever he is playing with the Jets, whether it's 2 years, whatever it is, this year will be the best year. Because everything is new, there's a new sense of energy and accomplishment that can things that can happen. This will be the best year. If this is a 35 touchdown, 10 interception year, well, the Jets are going to the Super Bowl, right? If it's a 19 touchdown, 12 interception year, well, maybe they're going like 7-10. But I put my money and put my belief more on it's going to be one of those 35-10 type years, and he has that kind of year with the Jets.
That is very rosy prediction. As for his reasonings here in camp.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
I ain't paying for that.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Special delivery, Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon tonight.
Am I on?
The Denver Nuggets, one win away from winning the NBA Finals. And everybody else, and the sound of my voice was like, yes, one more win. Can the finals be done? Yes, one more game.
Yeah, one more game, but it's probably, what, 10 days from now?
Yeah, no, it's 4th of July. The next game is on the 4th of July. Here's the schedule of the rest of the finals, game 5, 6, and 7. 4th of July, game 5. Labor Day, game 6. Thanksgiving Day, game 7. Oh. That's all the way
through. So as people have wanted, then the regular season doesn't start till Christmas.
No. Tyler Herro should be back by, if not game 5, then definitely game 6.
So we hear about this for 3 more games.
Yeah, if the Heat can win one more game and stretch it out to Labor Day, they'll get Tyler Herro back. It will happen. But before we get into a big topic of the NFL, because really after news today, it's time to understand that we now know what the worst NFL trade since 2000 was. Let's hear Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra, who met the media following the Heat defeat. I mean, maybe to the untrained eye, the Heat are not down 3-1, and they can stop Nikola Jokic. I don't know. Maybe Ramona Shelburne got a question in. I don't know. Let's listen to Eric Spoelstra talking about the Heat's now 3-1 deficit.
Jokic exited the game. You guys quickly went on a quick 5-0 run to cut it to 5. From your view, what happened from there that allowed them to hang on?
Yeah, it felt like we had opportunities offensively to score, and some strange things happened on some of these possessions, or just misses in the paint, or some timely miscues that led to turnovers, and then they scored. It's not as if they're scoring 130 on us. It's just the context of when they would score or a breakdown that just kind of kept things at bay. Every time we felt like we got it to 6 or 8, they were able to push it to 12, and that was certainly a frustrating part of the game. And Brown was a big part of that. Some of his random drives and plays in the middle of the paint, when you're expecting it to be, Murray or somebody else.
Left side, first row.
Will Guillory with The Athletic. Coach, 3 out of the 4 games in this series, your team has been under 100 points. Yeah. Of course, part of that is slower pace, but what have they done to really disrupt you guys on offense?
Well, tonight, I mean, it's been a little bit different each game. Tonight, it was probably those, quick hands either stripping us, when we had advantages on drives, the kickballs. Jokic does very well, deflected passes or just some miscues. It's not like we had 25 turnovers, but whatever the turnovers were, 16 or 15 or 16, they just led to scores that were deflating going the other way when it felt like we had an advantage. So it's probably a combination of some of those timely against us turnovers and then some makeable shots that we didn't make during those stretches when the game was in the balance, when it felt like it was 4-6-8 during those moments. I'll have to go back and track that, but that's where I felt like probably the advantages were missed the most during those moments.
First row on the right side.
Cooper Moore, headheat.com. Neither Moore nor Jokic shot particularly efficiently, but did you feel like you got a real containment on their actions and what was being produced for the other guys off their actions?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say because, Jokic was in foul trouble, so they went to other things. Jokic shot some threes, that changes the dynamic a little bit. For the most part, I thought that part of the game was okay. It's the Gordon, dunks or cuts. Porter had a couple cuts. And then Brown, when Jokic was out, those drives and plays that were kind of just random plays, attacking plays, which he's fully capable of doing. Those were probably the most costly things.
We're going to go in the back to left side to Nick.
Spo, Nick Friedel, ESPN. You praised the will of the group throughout this whole stretch. What is the biggest message you want to impart to them?
Everybody's already talking about, sorry to cut you off, everybody's already talking about it. Like, I've been in those games, game 5. Those are not the easiest games, at home. All we're focused on I told the guys, feel whatever you want to feel tonight. That's fine. You probably shouldn't sleep anything tonight, you know, any amount of time. I don't think anybody will. You know, we have an incredibly competitive group. We've done everything the hard way, and that's the way it's going to have to be done right now again. And all we're going to focus on is getting this thing back to the 305.
Yeah, I love how he finds it. Yeah, you know, I don't want any more of this question. Wait, what? Like, you know, did it with Ramona Shelburne the other night. Now it is, hey, what? All he said, what message do you want? Yeah, you know, the message, you know, everybody's already at, whoa, why are you getting so upset about this? Why are you jumping in and not letting Nick Friedell ask his question? Stan, why are you so mad? Did you wind up putting that money on Mike Harmon's credit card? It was just, it's weird when he decides, yeah, I've just had enough of this. Like, it's very strange, but Spoelstra gets that now.
But at least he's answering. It's not like I've had enough of it and I'm standing up for my chair and leaving mid-question. It's not that.
Yeah, I'm done.
Question as heard was answered. But let's be realistic about who this team is. Miami's had a great run, but they're an 8 seed, and it's an 8 seed that they earned. And they've fallen behind by double digits 15 times in this postseason, which is what they did tonight. It's a Heat team that was outscored in the regular season. Their point differential was minus 26. This is the first team since the 1950s to make the NBA Finals after being outscored in the regular season. I brought it up when Harmon was here at one point of the playoffs that they had to beat Chicago in that play-in to stay alive. They had already lost the play-in opener right before that to Atlanta in April. The Miami Heat record to begin April was 40-37. So making it to the NBA Finals, let's state the obvious, they've overachieved. They're not the better team in this matchup, and we said that at the beginning of the series.
Look, it's very simple. Remember in A Few Good Men when Kevin Bacon's giving his opening statement and he says, oh, you know, Lieutenant Caffey's going to try to pull a magic act for you, bringing terms like Code Red and all these different things, and it'll be entertaining, it'll cut into a few officers, but in the end, the facts of the case are Santiago is dead and Dawson and Downey did it. Those are the facts of the case. That is undisputed, right? That's exactly what happened. And yes, it's the same thing with this.
You should have been
series,
in that movie. That was
right?
Great.
I've seen it a time or two. And that's the same with this series. You can say all you want, and look, in the Heat and Heat culture and playoff Jimmy and Bam Adebayo and all this is great. But at the end of the day, the Denver Nuggets are the better team.
Yeah.
They are the better team than the Miami Heat. That's the facts of this finals, and that is undisputed. That's what we're seeing right now. That's all we're seeing right now.
Just winning the Eastern Conference playoffs was a huge, huge accomplishment because Miami was the only playoff team with a losing record in conference in the East. They went 24-28 in the regular season against the East, and here they're the representative from the East in the NBA Finals. It could all end on Monday's Game 5. Again, they're skipping the best night of the week for television ratings.
We're taking the weekend off. Everybody's going to be off.
Good move, NBA.
Well, he told
Monday.
He told me, don't get sleep tonight. Ah, that means, Coach, that we can go out in South Beach all night. Yeah! When are we leaving for Denver? Tomorrow night, right? Yeah! We're all good.
Monday morning. They'll just leave Monday morning. Altitude schmaltitude. Be there a couple hours. Probably come home.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox